From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura presided over a new round of talks on Syria's political transition in Geneva Wednesday and underscored the need to preserve a six-week-old cessation of hostilities, shaken by what he called several in serious violations.
I did raise, and by the way, I raised it in each capital, my concern about the deterioration in some places of the security situation. But there have been still incidents and not a bushfire.
De Mistura, who has met Russian, Syrian, Iranian, and Jordanian officials during a break in the talks March 24, promised to go deeper into the issue of political transition in this current round. A top Syrian official, Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad, told the Associated Press Wednesday the opposition should let go of the dream of getting rid of President Bashar al-Assad. The UN diplomat met Wednesday with members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee. Government negotiators are expected in Geneva Friday. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee has criticized a stream of allegations of sex abuse by U.N. peacekeepers in Africa. Senator Bob Corker said the U.S. is the largest contributor to peacekeeping operations and expressed disgust at reports and called into question the competence of the U.N. Secretary General.
What is wrong with him? I mean, is he just so inept that he can't cause a body like this to keep this from happening over and over and over again?
Dozens of allegations of sex crimes have been reported, especially in Democratic Republic of Congo and Central African Republic. Allegations of sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015, despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy. The UN said there were 99 such allegations last year. This is VOA News.